welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And it is Tuesday, a live show here in Los Angeles in Southern California. And before we begin, we've got to remind you that a week from Thursday, that's the day after tomorrow and add a week, that we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. And you need to sign up on the internet in order to have a possibility of getting yourself a free entry in this tournament. And it's a poker tournament. You don't necessarily have to learn, know how to play. There's some, you know, novices there. There's some pros there. There's some guys like me who are in between, closer to novice than pro. And it's a great tournament. They give away $6,000 worth of prizes, and it's going to be on January 15th. So please, go to the website, sign up. The sooner you sign up, the better chance you have of playing in the tournament. 971fmtalk.com. 971fmtalk.com. All right, I was out in the San Fernando Valley today. Beautiful day in the valley. Nice January day. And I had to get my car, my front tires realigned. So I went to called a couple places, settled on one joint out there, and went in there to get my tires aligned because my wife, who is not in town right now, she had a minor accident where she hit a pole. And it wasn't a major accident, but it threw the front tires out of alignment. And you know what can happen when a car starts pulling like that? It wears the tires down, and all of a sudden it costs you, you know, three times as much. So I go into the body shop, and I said, how long is it going to take? The guy said, we can do it about a half hour. I said, all right, I'll just wait here and watch. I don't mind. So I'm sitting there, and a guy comes in. Another guy drives into the shop, and he says, excuse me. He says, I need to have my tires realigned, right? And he says to the guy who happened to be driving like a Cadillac, a fairly expensive Cadillac, he says, we don't do that here. He says, what are you talking about? It says it on the sign, alignment. And he says, no, our alignment machine is broken. And the guy left. And so I said to the guy, I said, you just lied to that dude, right? He says, oh, yeah. I said, why didn't you take his business? I mean, I could have been done here in 20 minutes. You could have had another alignment, made another, you know, $100 or so. And you know what he says to me? He goes, nah, he's from somewhere in the Middle East or he's Israeli. And I don't deal with those guys. And I went, what? Is that right? He says, yeah, I don't deal with anybody from the Middle East, whether they're from Iran or Iraq or Syria or Israel. He goes, I just don't deal with people from there. And I said, but isn't that discrimination? He said, well, yeah, no. I mean, it is a private business. And he does have a big sign that says he can refuse service to anybody based on any reason. And it's a long legal sign. And he has been taken to court for it three times because I was asking him about it. And he says, I hope it doesn't bother you that I turned the guy down. I said, no, it doesn't bother me. It's your business. I mean, you can do what you want. But wouldn't you be making more money if you took more business from guys from the Middle East? Because I know the Valley has some people who are from the Middle East, from Israel and Iran and Syria and Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And he says, yeah, he says, I probably would make about 10% more a year, but I don't want to deal with the headache. And I said, really? I mean, the guy was that open about, about the total discrimination. And I said, seriously, you know, it doesn't bother me, but you could be making much more money here. And he says, yeah. He goes, I just don't like to deal with the headache. And I said, wow, that's pretty open. The guy was pretty open about it. And I split, and the guy had an open bay there where he could have been working on somebody else's car. And yet he decided not to take the business because the guy was from the Middle East or from Israel. Is this happening out there? Because this is the first time I've ever experienced it firsthand. But is this happening out there all over the place? Are there people who are like Asians who are being turned down at businesses or white guys or Mexicans or Hispanics? Are people just turning down business because they don't want to deal with a certain culture? or have you been, and I wouldn't say a victim of this, but have you been involved in this where, you know, you went into a business and they turned you down basically because they didn't like what race you were or what ethnic background you were? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I was astonished to see it, first of all, you know, firsthand like that in a business. I was also astonished to see how open the guy was about it and telling me. I mean, I had just met the guy literally probably 20 minutes before this happened. And he says to me, he says, he says, I'm not going to do business with people from the Middle East. And he was totally open about it. He had no idea, you know, what my background was. Obviously, could see that I'm a white guy. And but he had no problem discriminating against people who are from the Middle East or from Israel or that whole area and telling a total stranger about it. I mean, it was unbelievable. Oh, wait, let's have it. Why isn't he? Come on. Come on in, Bubba. Let's go. Hey, look at that. Hey, one of the guys who was on with us last night has just stopped by for a visit. Look at that, everybody. Arsenio Hall is coming in.
You go, dog.
Look at that. Just happened to be in the neighborhood, huh? That is awesome. All right, Arsenio Hall, his kids are here as well, making his way in. Nice to see you. Arsenio Jr. is here as well.
You go, dog.
Arsenio Hall, there he is. Hey, look at you, dude.
Is it Wednesday? Is it Wednesday?
Hey, nice to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, man.
Man.
You know where I just came from?
I just came
from Gaza Amco. My friend had to open this place called Gaza Amco because there's so many races, man. There's so many races.
Now, I'm going to tell you where this happened because, you know, it was on Ventura Boulevard. And I won't tell you the business because I don't want the guy, you know, to be, shelled or, his office, stoned or anything.
Yeah.
But this happened in, like the Woodland Hills, Tarzana area where the guy, I don't know if you heard this. Blatant racism. You think it is?
Yeah, it's blatant. Here's when racism is really bad. When a guy's like, I don't want to make no more money. I hate you so much. I will be broke. I hate you so much. Yeah. And I don't know if that's the right accent. I just walked in. But I'm thinking that sounds right.
But this guy, I don't know whether this guy was, he looked like he may have been either Italian, perhaps Hispanic. I couldn't get a vibe on the guy. But he was a tan dude. And he didn't speak with any kind of an accent, though. And he says, no, I'm not going to do any business with the people from the Middle East.
Are they a pain in the ass to him?
I don't know what they are. I didn't ask the guy. I mean, you know, I didn't want him to start throwing wrenches at me and stuff.
Yeah.
A little intimidated still in the shop with the car, you know?
Absolutely.
Because all those guys are real goddamn workers, you know?
Serious.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there with my, little credit card. Can you put my tires back the way they should be?
It's so funny when you say little credit card because everybody imagines this small green Amex, you know? It's like an inch square, you know? It's like, I have my small credit card. You know what's weird? The economy is so bad, you would think.
That's what I thought.
Even racism now would be put to the side.
Yeah. Nice. Is I don't deal with them.
But you know what? I mean,
and you know, and there are, and you've noticed this as well, but in Encino, Tarzana, Sherman Oaks, Woodland Hills, there are a number of people from the Middle East.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are, you know, they open businesses. My Dennis is on Ventura Boulevard. He's from the Middle East.
Hey, by the way, your biggest fans are from the, you know what? I've been in show business a long time. You know, I'm an old dude. Until I start working with you, everyone from the Middle East listens to you and they love you.
Is that right?
And anybody associated with you, I can't tell you how many times I walk down Ventura and just some random guys, Assalamu alaikum, Babu. I said, excuse me? Assalamu alaikum, Babu. You know? And they love you, man.
Is that right?
I have so many fans from the Middle East because I randomly run in here every now and then from dinner. By the way, the waitress, no, the chef at the Lobster, where the pier.
Oh, yeah, where the pier. Yeah, the one that sits right up on top of there.
Right. The chef. I just had the spiny lobster. The chef ran, a lady, ran, pretty lady, too, ran out of the kitchen and said, "Tell Tim hello."
Is that right?
Yeah, you know. Wow. And it's interesting how that's replaced. "Tell Eddie hello." So you and the brother from Zamunda can kiss my ass. Can somebody say hello to me?
You know, I always see that restaurant when I take my daughter out to the pier, because we go on that Ferris wheel once in a while.
The new one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, with the lights and all that stuff. Yeah. And then when I'm driving back up off the pier, which I always think my car is going to make that pier collapse, too. I always have a fear that I'm going to end up in the ocean.
Have you ever been under it?
And rocking
you
and rolling.
You hear the squeaking of wood.
But I always pass that restaurant as I'm coming out. It's on the right-hand side. It looks like a nice patio out there and everything, but I've never been in there. It's good food, huh?
It's incredible. But more than anything, it's the best piece of real estate on the planet.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it really... If you go at 5 and take J-Con... The sunset over some spiny lobster.
Right. What can you get out of there for? $100 a person?
Yeah. You and your wife, $135.
$135. Out the door.
Out the door. $135.
Tip and everything.
If you know, sometimes if you want a really good seat, it's nice to give the lady at the front a 10.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And you know what's interesting? I was standing there when I first arrived, and she was about to seat this couple, and she said, "No Jews!"
Oh,
no, she didn't. I'm just kidding.
Is there that blatant discrimination going on out there? And I've only witnessed it for the first time today in a business. I mean, I've heard, obviously, rumbles about, you know, I don't do business with this or this or this person or that person. But, man, it was so blatant right there.
With the economy, man, you would think a person in a Klan's robe could walk into a Chevrolet dealership and get a free Yukon.
Yeah. Or at Roscoe's.
Or a cheap one. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ooh, Roscoe's.
Yeah. Carol in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi. Yes, my husband and I were just listening to your show, and we couldn't believe it because we're in the retail business, and we've had many instances of Middle Eastern people coming into our retail store, and they're very big hagglers. And our friends, actually, two of our friends own businesses as well, and they've had problems with Middle Eastern people too, where they would stop payment on a credit card.
Is that right?
Yeah, they would get the services, but they would stop the payment on the credit card.
Yeah, but Carol, and haven't you also had problems with white people?
No, just Ahmed.
Never.
Ahmed, stop the payment.
It's in their culture, whether they're I'm Jewish, so whether they're Jewish or they're Iranian or Persian or... it's in their culture. They want everything for nothing. They're big hagglers.
Carol, do you lump Israelis into the Middle Eastern people as well?
Sure. Israelis, you know, the whole, it's just a different culture. It's the way they were brought up. I think,
what do you sell? Without telling us the name of the business, what do you sell?
We'd rather not say.
Okay. All right.
It's big retail merchandise, and we have
when you say you don't do business with people from the Middle East, what do you ask them to leave?
Well, when they call and we see their name on the ID box.
Hello,
right?
We don't really take we don't take their calls.
But wouldn't you be doing? How much more business would you be doing if you took that business?
Well, we don't really care because it's just not worth the hassle and the headache. Like the guy that was telling you, we feel the same exact way. It's not worth the hassle and the action and the headache.
All right, Carol, we thank you for calling. But Jesus, this is not in Oklahoma.
This is
that call came from Woodland Hills, I did business today in the Tarzana Woodland Hills area. Same thing.
If this was a Chili's in Oklahoma and... You know, people start bugging out because Musawi, party of two, Musawi, party of two. No! That would be different. But
this is happening in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
But
you have to admit, racism is really funny. Yeah. I mean, now that we have a black president and we've come so far, to hear her call.
Oh, yeah. But didn't that sound like that call could have been from the 1940s?
Absolutely. That sound like a call from Tupelo, Mississippi in 1926.
I mean, I think Los Angeles and Southern California is going backwards when it comes to race relations. I really do. And you know what? There's a nice little block on Ventura Boulevard that I always think that somebody should take a picture of that and take it over the Middle East. Mm-hmm. But between Zelza and I guess maybe Lindley, there's mm-hmm. a couple blocks there where there's businesses owned by Israelis, Persians. There's a Syrian couple who owns like a mailbox thing there. I mean, they're all in that area,
right.
And they all get along. There's a Jerusalem pizza place there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still there now.
And you know, I love that gosh, it starts with an A, and it's always aroma.
Aroma, yeah. With that fire burning outside.
Yeah, I think that's Israeli, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I love aroma.
Yeah. I can't tell the difference between, you know, when these businesses, whether they're you know, Israeli or Middle Eastern or something. I don't know enough about the cultures.
You know what's interesting is the women of all these cultures are gorgeous.
Right.
So they should get along.
Yeah, but that whole block, like between, seriously, but like between White Oak and Lindley on Ventura Boulevard is like the United Nations mm-hmm. of businesses.
Yeah.
And yet it still goes on all the time, evidently.
It's always encouraging to see all those people getting along and earning and living together. And then we hear Carol. Who is like, honey, our meds calling again.
Arsenio Hall is with us, folks. He stopped by and
it's Wednesday.
And he just handed me a note here. He says, can I stay to 11? Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know
absolutely.
How, you know how your love fans, you. You know how your fans know that's a lie? I can't write. I went to the Cleveland Public School System.
Franklin in Huntington Beach on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Happy New Year,
hey,
guys.
Hey, you too.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I work for an Arabic individual in retail. We sell furniture.
Right.
And even when he sends his friends over from the old country, he tells me to mark the prices double, so by the time we're done haggling, he makes a little bit of a profit.
Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I've even had him where I show up with the furniture to the people's house, and by the time my drivers are all done, set up, and ready to collect the COD, the guy still wants to pay less.
Wow.
Nappy New Year.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Nappy New Year.
Yeah, all right, thank you, buddy. Hey, you know, this is, maybe I'm wrong. This is the second time I experienced it in the Valley.
Oh, when was the first time?
The first time my wife and I were I guess I really can't tell the story because the guy listens, but you know what, F it.
Okay.
We were renting a house in the Valley,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was a very, very nice older Jewish man that I was renting it from. And I believe he was from Israel, but he could also have been from Russia. But he was Jewish, right? But he had a very thick Jewish accent.
Okay.
And we were going to move from our place into another house, into another rent house. And I said, I gave him 2 months' notice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we're going to get out of here in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he asked me before. He says, you know, please give me 2 months. I know the law is 1 month, but please give me two. I said, all right, give you 2 months. So he says to me, he says, if I rent it out, if I take out the ads in the paper and I show the house and I do everything that I can give a month's rent free. So
okay.
I figured I was doing nothing. I might as well do that. So I did that for him, but he says on one condition. You don't rent it to anybody from the Middle East or from
wow.
Israel. And this guy is from Israel. And he's, you know, he's, and he was a real, Hasidic Jew? Is that what it is where they, or like a strict Jew where they don't drive on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Orthodox
Jew. That's what he is.
Yeah.
But he didn't drive on Saturday, so he'd never come out of the house on Saturday.
Okay.
And he could never use like the telephone even on a Saturday. He couldn't use any kind of electrical equipment or anything on a Saturday.
Wow.
And he says, but as long as you don't rent it to anybody from the Middle East and don't rent it to anybody from Israel. And this guy was from either Israel or Russia or, or Eastern Europe with a big, thick Jewish accent. And he even said, no, enough.
But, you know, there are a lot of people who have a certain kind of self-hatred for things they grew up with. I know a black woman who found out the gynecologist was black. And she, you know, and it's just amazing to me.
And she said no?
Yeah, it was 2008 then.
Right.
But she was like, ooh, I'm not going to no black gynecologist. You know, like, you know, once you're in the stirrups and your legs are spread, who cares where the guy was born or the woman was born, you know?
And her poo nanny.
Jeff in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey.
I just wanted to say something quick. I just wanted to say, living in Los Angeles, I don't think it's so much you're mad at the color of someone's skin, so much as you're sort of making a judgment call on their culture. So
right.
I don't know that it's racism so much as you're just sort of taking into someone's culture.
Well, I guess it's culturalism then.
Yeah, I would say that that's what it is, more so than it is like, well, I don't like him because he's not white.
Right. All right, thanks for cleaning that up for us.
Culturalism. We have to start using that word
more. I guess
more.
Anti-culturalism. Maybe that's maybe what it is, huh?
Anti-culturalism.
Yeah.
Because you and I have always had a problem with homophobic. Because it sounds like we see a gay guy and we run the other way because he might do something and we're afraid.
Yeah, homophobic is a wrong term for people who are anti-gay.
Right.
I mean, if you're not pro-gay, maybe you're not homophobic. You're not afraid of gay guys.
Right.
There should be pro-gay, anti-gay, and homophobic.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, guys that don't care about anything.
Hey, did you remember the guy that came to my house, the vendor, who said something about Mexican people, and I asked him, you know, and he used the word wetback. And I think he thought that he could use it to me because I wasn't Mexican.
Right.
And what I told you, and this is early on when we first met, I told you, the white man that says something to me about the Mexican will be using the N-word in an hour,
right.
You know? So my thing is like...
Yeah, that joke quickly becomes the end joke.
And I'm not putting up with no racism in my yard, you know? So, you know, if you take the big water bottle and go on down the road, I'll drink tap water.
Now, let me ask you. Let's say you're in a position that I was in today. Again, Arsenio Hall is with us, folks.
Hi, guys.
And let's say you went to a business, and the guy's got your car up on the rack, and he's doing the alignment and stuff, and then he's blatantly discriminating against another customer. Would you say, hey, pull my car down, I'm out of here? Or you just say, well, it's your business, you know, do what you want?
I think that's where you have to be Tim Luther King. You know, I think there's a...
Pull my car down?
Tim Luther King.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think you have to
get a protest going.
How long will this continue? No longer will we allow our brothers and sisters to be mistreated while our cars are being lifted and our mufflers are being replaced. Whatever. Right. You have to do a speech.
I gotta really go for it, huh?
Yes, you do.
Candlelight protests, all that stuff.
Do the whole thing, man.
Have I still have the energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get the signs and they hammer them to the sticks and then walk around. Enough of them.
Boy, don't you hate to make signs?
You know, I think that every business should be able to do what they want. You know, if you open a business and you say, I only want Koreans to come in,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to do that, you know? I mean, everyone else in the neighborhood has the right to, you know, to think you're a complete a-hole and not do business with you, and chances are you'll probably go out of business, but you should be able to do that.
The problem is, Tim, what happens when the racists outnumber the nice, sane people? If you allow that to happen, we're going to have some problems. They're going to be, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, eventually all of that settles in the free economy. You know, that guy eventually will go out of business.
That's a good point.
You know? I mean, if he's just going to have Koreans in there, then the Koreans that go in there are like, well, it's always Koreans in here.
So if I'm at a drive-thru window and I say, I'd like a McNugget, please. No, man. Just get out of here. You know, it's like eventually he will not sell McNuggets and he will go under.
All right, let's talk to a Scotty here in Laguna. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Real quick, I don't think there's anything wrong with a person whose business is losing money by serving a certain type of customer, whatever that customer may be, to not do business with them anymore. I don't think it's racism. I think it's being smart businessman. Every time you say someone something, they return it and you lose money.
Yeah. We're losing a connection with you there, dude.
Let me translate for him. If you are about to lose your house because you've worked on 12 people named Zachariah Musawi this week, it's smart to let all the Zachariahs move on down the road.
For instance, if there are a bunch of hookah bars on Ventura Boulevard, you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
And if I walked into one of those places and the guy goes, get out, no white people in here.
Yeah.
I just get out.
Because you're part Irish.
Yeah.
Because I don't want your Irish lips on the mouthpiece of my hookah pipe.
No Irish and no Romanians. Get out.
Go, Tim. Go.
I just leave, you know? Like, I had a friend who worked in the...
It's so humiliating, though.
In the movie business.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working for adult movies, right? And at one point, he was a new guy there. He was a young kid. He was like 23, 24 at the time. And he was like the new kid there. He was going to stock the warehouse and stuff. And he came, he left work, and he called me, and he says, yeah, I think I'm going to quit this job. And I said, why? He says, Well, because, you know, they keep saying, hey, Jew boy, let's go to lunch.
Ooh,
you know, that kind of thing. And so he quit the job. And I said, are you going to sue them? He says, for what? I said, well, you know, they're calling you Jew boy and say, hey, you want to go to lunch? You know, and using the, you know, slang terms. He goes, what are you going to sue for? You just go get another job somewhere else.
Well, you know what? I that sounds logical and it seems like the easy thing to do. But I don't think as a country we could be where we are, in a wonderful place, by the way. I don't think we could be where we are if 30 years ago we had have allowed people like that to get away with Jew boy.
Well, I think, you know, you can't let the, obviously a public company get away with stuff like that, or the government to get away with it, you know, the post office and stuff. Mm-hmm. But if some idiot happens to own a gas station, he says he's only doing, you know, business with Mexicans, then I think you should be able to do that. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Just put a sign in there in your window, Mexicans only.
And then somebody drives up and you say, can I help you?
Yeah, white guy drives up, he goes, out, vamanos, vamanos, amigo.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that'd be a problem, Tim. I we're such a wonderful country, and we've gotten here because we've put our foot down on that kind of insanity.
Right. But eventually that guy would go out of business as well, you know?
Let me think about this.
Okay.
Can I think about it?
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The discrimination in business. Is it still going on out there? And evidently from the phone calls we've been getting, it's getting even worse out there.
I'd like to hear from some more racists. I'd like to hear, and maybe not even racist, but people very Carol-esque.
Yes. People think that, you know, a lot of people think it's okay, you know, discriminate against a certain, you know, people in this country, and other people are outraged by it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. Look at this. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me. Cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us. Look at
that. Yeah.
On last Wednesday, the last Wednesday we were here in December, was Arsenio Hall's last regularly scheduled appearance on the show.
Right.
And I thought, oh, man, I hope we get to see him next year. And we do.
Yeah,
you 2 days in a row.
I was going to do this late night talk show called Uganda PM, and it just all fell apart in the contractual element of the negotiation.
Hey, a very funny guy coming in at 9 o'clock, and one of your friends, mm-hmm. Joey Medina's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Laugh Factory.
Wow. Laugh Factory, how did they end up with so much good news coming out of that place? Everything cool in the world of comedy that makes the news comes out of, I mean, whether it's Michael Richards saying the N-word.
Right.
I remember one time.
Or the Michael Jackson thing.
You know that whole story, right?
Bits and pieces.
Guys like myself and Bob Saget and George Lopez, we used to teach a thing called comedy camp, where young kids could learn to do stand-up comedy.
That's pretty cool.
And so some of these kids who would come obviously had history in the world of Hollywood. There was one kid who had met Jay Leno and wanted to meet Michael Jackson. Jamie Masada, the owner of the Laugh Factory, arranged it.
Wow.
Now, Jamie is a wonderful guy. He's just trying to make a kid's dream come true.
Jamie didn't read any newspapers, huh?
Well, by the way, at that time, this kid might not have been on the radar. But later on, Jamie finds out that his life is turned upside down because this turns out to be the famous little Michael Jackson
man.
Kid.
Oh, man. Oh, he must have felt terrible, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he called Neverland Ranch and said, I don't know if you met Jamie's, but I have a kid. And like, if I had an Amco, I would tell Jamie, nah, I can't serve you here. And I wouldn't even know what the accent was. But no, but Jamie is like, no, you know, I have a kid who I'd like to meet. Michael Jackson. That's a horrible Jamie. I'd do a much better Bud Friedman. But yeah, he was just trying to be a nice guy, and he ended up getting dragged through the mud with this crazy stuff.
Oh, man.
By the way, that kid wanted to meet Kobe, and Jay Leno had to go to court over that.
Is that the kid also want to meet OJ?
Jesus Christ.
Didn't set that up for him, huh? All right, folks. I witnessed firsthand discrimination out in the San Fernando Valley today. Is that still going on with tons of regularity? Now, see, I think I have something in common with my brothers from the Middle East, because I enjoy the haggling and the scalping of tickets and stuff like that. I actually enjoy the action, you know, coming from like a racetrack background. Like, even recently, I went to a Dodger game about 6 years ago. And I was, you know, working at CBS and 6 years into, you know, whatever this show is.
Right, right.
And I went to Dodger Stadium just to move tickets. I just enjoy the action. You know?
Really?
Yeah, just enjoy, like, buying them and selling them, flipping a coin. You want 2 for $40, I'll flip a coin, maybe we'll give you a 50. I love the scalping of tickets.
I've only bought scalped tickets in this town one time. When I first came here, I wanted to see Michael Jordan play. And I was a young comic with no money. And I haggled with a guy. And I got him down. But what I didn't realize was I got him down probably to where he should have been.
Right.
The Great Western Forum. Remember the Great Western Forum?
Yeah.
If you're sitting in the top, imagine the only seat, the only row in the entire Great Western Forum where you can put your head back
and touch
a wall. I actually sat there. It almost looked like you were going to fall forward and die.
Oh, yeah, very steep. You know?
But the bottom line is I got to see a very tiny, tiny, tiny Michael Jordan.
And you eventually moved down to the floor.
Absolutely.
Look at you.
But, you know, you have to be Jack Nicholson's yard boy to get down there.
All right, let's talk to a LT on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
What's that?
Hey, Arsene, before I forget, I'd say hi to you. I haven't seen you on the road, but I'll say hi to you now.
Hey, dude. And I'll see you about 11?
About 11, yeah. I'll be waiting out. No, I'm just kidding. I actually almost hit Arsene once in Paramount.
Wow.
I was driving in. I was looking to everybody over to the left in front of his studio, and somebody was coming up on my right side, and I saw him and stopped him. It was Arsene and a couple people.
Wow, look at that. What a connection.
I apologize for that, Arsene. I didn't mean to hit you.
No, I know you didn't mean it, but I hit John Voight one time, and it was on purpose. I ran over John Voight's foot once, but his daughter told me to do it.
Yeah. All right, LT, is that the call?
No. Back in the early 90s, I just came out here. I was applying for a management job with a fast food company, and their corporation was in the Encino area. And I made it through all the interviews, got to the last guy where I met the head guy, and I was at their office. I walked in did that thing, and the guy they were taking to there came up and said, "You know what? We're no longer hiring anybody." And I went, okay, and took off and ran into the guy that was taking me through 3 weeks later in a bar, and he told me the reason I didn't get hired was they needed to hire a non-Caucasian person.
Oh, I see, right. Well, you know, that also happened to Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla was wanted to be a fireman, and at that point, to be white and to get a job on LAFD, it was about an 8-year wait because they were bringing in, you know, a lot of minorities and women. And if he would have, you know, if that would have been different, he would have been a fireman instead of doing the show here in the morning.
By the way, nice job, retards. Oh, really? I got to go check him out. We would have suffered as a society if he had become a fireman.
Well, maybe he would have saved some lives. Maybe there's people dead out there now because Carolla wasn't a fireman.
But not as many people that listen to morning radio.
I don't know.
He couldn't have saved that many people.
I don't know.
That would have been a big-ass building.
Tonight on Jay Leno.
12 million people burning.
Yeah. Adam Carolla is on tonight, so let watch that. It's on Channel 4 at 11:35, I believe.
That's not the 10 o'clock Jay Leno?
Yeah. When does he do that, in fall?
It's going to start in about a year.
Yeah? Are you going to be the first guest on that show?
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to do him in April because he's going to do like a farewell and all his friends are going to stop by.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to do it like a week like that. Like my name is Arsenio Leno.
You and Eddie.
Well, hey, let's hope.
That's a great story.
But the bottom line is, I hope one day I can be on this 10 o'clock show. That would
oh,
be
you
great.
Will be on the 10 o'clock show.
I gotta, you know what? I'll go on and I'll promote Wednesday night.
Good. Yeah.
Here, you know?
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Let's talk to, how about Parker and Hermosa? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Mm.
I don't really feel comfortable saying the restaurant that I do work at,
okay.
but it is very, very racist.
Now, wait a minute. Racist against what culture?
Just ones that don't tip very well, mostly. But it's just like I started working.
But who's not tipping well?
I would like to say that large portions of the African American community prefer
see,
not to
see,
tip.
There is. Let me explain. Hold up, brother. Let me talk to Tim for a minute. There is a widely accepted viewpoint about black people that you can pretty much canoes tip more.
And is that right?
That's the old joke. White people used to, you know, a canoe would tip me bigger than that, you know.
But is that true? I mean, have you experienced them?
I don't know if it has some correlation with socioeconomic bracket because right. when I was broke, I didn't tip. Right. I am not broke now. I tip well.
Yeah, you really but, tip well.
Well, I try. But get my man back on. I just wanted yeah. that is a stereotype though.
It is. And where did that, now I'm not going to mention the restaurant you work at, Parker. But what do they do then? They just ask the, you know, black guy not to sit down?
We'll have, like, let's say a party of 12 comes in, and if they're of a lower socioeconomic status than, say, you know, a very poor person, then they have to wait, like, two and a half hours to get a table, whereas one that's mostly Caucasian, it might not take as long, you know.
Yeah, but isn't that really obvious when these people sit there and they watch, you know, one couple after the next go past them?
Well, you know, you kind of have to be sort of tricky about it, but, like, we'll yell at the hosts if they see us, you know, like, the party just really... Because, like, I've had so many people walk out and just not tip, and it's, you know...
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, that's strange. I can see the restaurant he works at, because Gina typed it on the screen.
I love Gina.
It's a chain restaurant. And I can't tell you what the chain is.
It rhymes with Willie's. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. You know what?
Yeah, it's Millie's out in the valley.
I have a friend who worked at the White House during the Clinton administration. And I don't know if you remember this situation, but they were in some city, Bill and a lot of the people that worked for him, and some Secret Service men in suits took off their ties. They sat down at a Denny's, and they couldn't get waited on. And what luck to decide that the black men you're not going to wait on are going to be the men who work for Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
They have guns and Uzis and probably money.
Yeah, and didn't, I think Denny's had to pay a big settlement for that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like the Waffle House or there was some other restaurant down the South that was really discriminating against blacks.
That place, Nigga Hop. Okay. Don't dump me. Don't dump me. My life is already dumped. Hey, by the way, I was at a basketball game with my son, and it was before Obama got elected. And, I said, I think Obama, to this guy, he's right. he's the grandfather of one of the kids. And I said, I think Obama's going to win this thing. And he said, he'll be dead by spring.
Oh, man.
And you can hear in his voice that,
black guy said that?
No, he was white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was white.
Jesus Christ.
They're out there, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Elliot in Irvine. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm an executive recruiter. I called in lots of times, you guys. But actually, you know, it's kind of funny. First of all, there's tons of discrimination in employment. I've been doing recruiting for 13 years. And both clients and candidates discriminate. Sometimes you get a client, a lot of age discrimination. I want someone young and aggressive is what they tell you.
Right.
Candidates, I represent a large Indian consulting firm. I actually had one guy point blank say, I'm not going to work for a towel head.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Others have said, I tell them to look at the company, let's talk about it. They come back and goes, no, I'm not going to work there. I go, well, what's wrong? It's a great company, great numbers. No, I'm not going to work there, and I don't need to discuss it any further. And you know what they're thinking.
Right. And so people, I mean, even in this economy are going to stick to their guns, huh?
Yeah, it happens. And also, at the very beginning, when you were talking about your problem with the car, you know, the guy in the car repair place,
right.
I have a lot of friends that are Persian, and they even tell me that they don't like doing business with other Persians because of the way that they do business. I know the lady called in from the you know, she's from a store, retail store. A lot of, just remember, we're not just the ones discriminating, but their own race is discriminating against each other, too.
Yeah. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. I have never had a problem with, like, an overall race or religion. I have problems with, you know,
it's 'cause
individuals.
You're sane.
Yeah, thank you very much. But I never, I mean, if I open a business, you'd want everybody in there. You know, as many people as possible. Especially if you had like a barbecues galore. Right? That seems to be a seasonal business. The new one, or one of the big ones out in Tarzana, it's right off of Tampa and Ventura. Mm-hmm. That seems to be too big for a barbecue store for me. It should be a supermarket in there, right?
There are a lot of grills in there. It's hard. Who even goes all the way to the back? It's like, there's some great grills about a mile down. I can't do
that. But if I own that bar used galore, I'd want everybody in there.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make as much money as you can so you can retire early. And, you know, if you have to deal with people, you don't like to deal with them. I mean, you know, you still get their money. It's still the same money.
There's a barbecues galore on Ventura, gosh, near Coldwater Canyon.
Right.
And as you enter, there's a Persian rug, and it's really confusing. I want a grill, but I can't walk on that.
All right, let's talk to, how about Glenn in Fullerton? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. Hey. Discrimination still out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm a several time business owner, and my story is, I had a moving company, and we did mostly like a VIP service, real high end Hollywood clients and stuff like that. And I ran the thing for about 7 years before I sold it off, but there was only 3 times that actually got burnt on the job. 2 of them, oddly enough, Jewish couples. And I'd moved a lot of Jewish couples. I'd moved rabbis, you know, all kinds of stuff, whatever the VIP company that...
How'd they burn you?
They stopped payment. Like, one of them moved to Missouri.
Right.
And, you know, we went out there, we loaded up their stuff, we packed their stuff, we tightened it up for them. We saved them a ton of money because we did an alternative moving service through Roadway. And we got all their stuff out there, and they just asked me, they said, hey, can you save the last $1,000 check that we gave you and not cash that one for about a week? And I said, yeah, that's no problem. At that point, I'd never even been, you know, nobody'd ever turned me down because, like I said, we ran a high-end business. And 3 weeks go by, the check comes back bounced. Hmm. I processed it again. It bounced again. I called them up. They stopped returning my phone calls. No damages. They, you know, if there was a problem, they could have, you know, sued or taken legal action or something like that.
Right.
And finally, I just got my helper and we hopped the plane and we went out there and banged on their door and got a marshal and made them pay us.
Wait a minute. You flew out there to get a grand?
You bet your bottom dollar. The bottom line is you're only as good as your word.
And what did it cost you to fly out there?
You know, it was in the mid-90s. We probably got round trip for the both of us. And it was kind of like, if we had to do this, we're going to go collect our money and we were just going to enjoy it because I knew I was taking a loss. But
right.
It was a flexible of a thing, you know? Like, you shouldn't think that you can just punk people around like that.
Yeah,
so we showed
true.
Up and they were scared to death. But, you know, they paid us. So the marshal said, you know, I'm going to lock you up because what you did is technically theft and it's fraud. And, you know,
wow.
It went through a bank, so it could be a federal beef.
Did they have the money on them?
No, they had to go to the bank and they wanted to cut me a check and I said, no can do, you're going to need a cashier's check. And they said, well, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the evening, the banks are all closed. I said, well, then if you want, we'll pitch a 10 out front. And, you know, they were scared to death. But here's the only other one that was really weird. I did a move out in Moreno Valley and really nice older black couple, like the nicest people, one of the nicest sets of people that I've ever moved. And the whole day, oh, you guys are so great. Now, apparently they used to move a lot all over the country. The gentleman's work moved them around quite a bit. So the whole day they're telling us what great guys we are. And coincidentally, it's myself. I'm a big, scary-looking white guy, so, you know, whatever. And my other white helper, and then my black helper. So there's no any reason for anyone to be hostile about anything there. The whole day they're praising us. They don't buy us lunch, but whatever. They're praising us, telling us what a great job we're doing. As soon as the doors closed on the trailer and I threw the padlock on there, it turned into the worst move they'd ever had. And they had a friend of theirs who lived across the street, was a sheriff. And he came over telling me that, you know, they're not happy with the service. They're not going to pay you this and that. And at that point, it was almost midnight. We'd been there since 6 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
Taking care of their property. And right.
Well, that's too bad. All right, we got to. I'd love to sit here and listen to. But John and Jeff are coming on at 11, and that seems like that story could have gone on for about 3 more hours. But that is that's wild. To fly to Missouri, two guys fly to Missouri to get $1,000 check. I don't think I'd do that.
He's tenacious for his money, and he spent $2,500.
I remember there was a guy that was going to paint our house. Mm-hmm. And he charged, it was going to be $3,000 to paint the whole house. He did a really good job. But, and I paid him $2,500. The last $500 check, he said, just, you know, give that to me when I'm done. So so he's done with it. And there's paint buckets all over the side of the house. And there's scaffolding and all kinds of crap over there. You know, old paint cans.
Tarps.
And, yeah, all kinds of stuff. And I said, I'll give you the, so he moves back to Sacramento, right? Mm-hmm. And he calls me up and he says, hey, send me my last check for $500. And I said, well, I'm going to send it to you, but, I'd rather, you know, you clean up the mess you made. And he also spilled a bucket of paint and it was a huge mess.
Yeah.
I said, I'd rather you clean up the mess first. Now I'll give you the $500. And he calls me back the next day. He says, I'm not coming down to clean it up. And I said, well, I'm not going to give you the check. And he says, I've killed people for less than $500.
Whoa.
I said, what's the address?
Oh, yeah. You're also
and
a very
I
logical guy.
And I FedExed him the money overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't
kind
need
of
that.
A guy who
didn't
talks
that
like
life.
That just right off the top of his head. You really want to.
Yeah, you want to move on.
Yeah. Pick your battles.
All right, let's talk to Tim real quick in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Discrimination still going on out there, huh?
Yeah, you know what? And I like he was saying, the anti-culturalism, I don't believe it's just with races, because I can't work with anybody from the New England states. The accent is just like offensive to me to listen to.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Boston, or I worked with this one guy out of New York, and he had like a real thick, just awful accent.
Yeah.
And,
was his name Don Marino?
No, I think his name was Jimmy. But
I went to a party at Bill Belichick's house, and it was just a horrible night. All his friends.
Yeah, so I don't think it has so much to do with like the color of your skin, but certain types of people, you know, whether it be, you know, how they talk or how they carry themselves,
right.
You know, depending on how professional they are.
Yeah.
And obviously we all generalize on some level, because, you know, I mean. You know,
it's always nice to hear, too, that it's not just white, black, Hispanic, Jewish, Middle Eastern, but there are guys out there who even the accent from Boston irritates them. You know?
Yeah. And, I mean, remember the old Spike Lee movie? There is often a division between the complexion of black people, light-skinned black people and dark-skinned black people.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, I know a guy from Ireland, and people with red hair bug him. You know, there's all kind of racism.
Can you stay? You're going to take off?
Well, you got a comic coming in here, and when I was a young comic, I wanted the undivided attention of a man like Tim Conway Jr.
Oh,
so I'm going to be outside the glass, but I'm going to be listening.
No, please stay. If you can stay, that'd be great.
I'm going to be listening. And by the way,
stay for the news,
hey,
will you?
Here's the deal, Tim. I'll do that.
Okay.
But Tim, I'm going to start coming so much to visit you that at some point.
No way, dude. Every day, if you came in every day, I'd get on my knees and kiss your tokus.
Okay.
All right, Gino Grant is going to do the news at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news, Gino?
Well, Charles Barkley gets a traffic ticket for a very good reason, and it's time for Tim to book another one-way ticket out of town. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
I got to get out of here. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. Joey Medina's coming in.
Right on.
What a big night. And at 10 o'clock, we have Dr. Sophie, a world-renowned psychiatrist.
Joey and Dr. Sophie in the same night?
Yes.
Hold on to that spot you got. We going to rock you till 11.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Reminding you again, go to our website and sign up for our poker tournament, 971fmtalk.com. It happens a week from Thursday, January 15th. You must sign up. You must get selected to play. So please do so. It's always the greatest remote we ever do every single year. It's 971fmtalk.com. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 971 FM Talk.
get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.